This is an IELTS Energy bonus. How Ricardo exceeded expectations and got an 8 overall on IELTS.
You are listening to the IELTS Energy podcast from All Ears English. We believe in connection, not perfection, and we're here to show you how to get the score that you need on your next IELTS exam. Find out why our strategies are the most powerful in the IELTS world and get your free video masterclass at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. Now, let's get to the show.
In today's episode, we'll learn from Ricardo, who surprised even himself with his amazingly high IELTS scores in all categories. Hello, IELTS Energy listeners. We are back again today with our excellent student, Ricardo. We talked to him a little while ago because he won our writing wizard contest. So, I mean, I already knew that he was going to do well on the writing test. I did not know he was going to have such amazing scores on all parts of his IELTS exam. It's seriously impressive. So, Ricardo, welcome back.
Hey, Jessica, how are you?
So good. So stoked to talk to you today. These scores are crazy. Okay. let's start at the beginning. So, why did you take IELTS? What are the dreams, like these amazing life-changing things? What can you do now that you've received your results?
Okay, we are trying to actually move to Canada, and to move there, I will be studying on a university in Canada. So I have to take IELTS to be accepted in that particular university. So that's the reason I'm trying IELTS.
What are you going to study?
I will study IT because I work with computing. So I will be doing another college there about computing, but I haven't selected the course yet.
Okay.
I was still trying to pass IELTS before.
Right. I know. Yeah. You don't want to like jinx yourself. Do you know what that means, to jinx yourself?
No, never heard.
Okay. So this is, I actually say this a lot. It's kind of like a superstition. So for example, if, here's like a real life example. My mom is applying for a job in LA and so I was talking to her this morning and I said, have you started looking for apartments yet? Have you started apartment hunting? And my mom is like, no, I don't want to jinx myself. So it's like, if you get ahead of yourself and maybe like you already start planning as if you already got this big thing, you're going to make it not happen. Like you're going to bring yourself bad luck if you like get ahead of yourself. Okay. You know what I mean? So yeah, to jinx yourself is to like bring yourself bad luck. Not everybody believes this, but I totally do. It's like, so our listeners know that I, and you know, Ricardo, that I used to play soccer, right? Well, I mean, I still play soccer, but in high school, if we won a soccer game, none of us would wash our socks. Because it was like good luck. Because these are winning socks. We won in these socks. So we would just have super stinky, nasty socks because we're like, no, we can't jinx it. We're not going to ruin our luck by washing our socks. It's weird. I know.
It's kind of superstition. I am exactly. Superstition too. Actually, I've learned this in a movie about a former U.S. president. I think it was the president Roosevelt, I think. He was very superstitious. He never traveled like at 13 o'clock or in the 13th day of the month.
And that's so funny.
Yeah, but he said that everybody should be kind of superstitious on their lives. It was an advice by President Roosevelt.
Oh, well, yeah. Then I think, you know, he's someone to look up to. If he was superstitious, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. He was a smart man, obviously. Okay, so you are going to move to Canada. You're going to study IT in the Canadian university of your choice. But you also took the general exam, right? Because you're bringing your family.
Yeah, because okay. I have to take both IELTS exams, general and academic. The general is to request a permanent residence. So I have to take IELTS general. They don't accept. I never heard that they accept the academic IELTS. I think that's weird too. But I took general training, and these scores that I've posted on Facebook group are from my general. And I took academic yesterday. I don't know the results yet.
Okay. Well, hey, maybe we'll have you on again for a third time to talk about those.
You're probably sick of me, Jessica. We talked a lot in these last weeks. We talked on Power Hour and
I know.
After I've
seen you a lot lately.
Wizard.
So funny. Okay, cool. So you obviously reached your goals. Let's go ahead and share your scores. So just tell us one by one, what scores did you get?
Okay, I got a 9 on reading, an 8.5 on listening, a 7.5 on speaking, and a 7 on writing.
That's amazing. Let's start with the 9 on the flippin' reading test, because that's like crazy. Native speakers would have a tough time getting a 9 on reading. I mean, a 9 is perfect, right? Like, this is just above and beyond what most people's goals and expectations are for themselves. What did you think you would get on the reading test?
I thought that I could take like an 8 because I used to take 8s on practice test before signing to the course. I used to take 8s on practice.
Okay.
I was not really concerned about the reading, but with the strategies, it made me go to a 9.
So what do you think? What were the specific strategies that you think brought you to that 9?
I think the strategy of skimming the text for 1 or 2 minutes, so find the keywords on the questions and returning to the text. That's a really smart way of finding the answers, to skim and read the questions before reading everything, because it's impossible to read all the text.
Yeah, nobody can. So that was actually going to be my next question. I think some people think that the only way to get a 9 on reading is if you are like a speed reader and you can just read everything and then find all the answers. But like, that's impossible, right?
Yes, sure. It's impossible to read all the information on the texts. Actually, even if you don't read the whole texts, and just skim like you recommend us to do, you have to run to answer the 40 question on 60 minutes.
Right.
Yeah. So it's impossible to read everything.
Yeah. So did you find yourself marking answers and like you were not 100% sure that that was the answer, but you write it down and you move on, right?
I created a strategy to deal with that. I was answering the questions on direct on the answer sheet, of course, but when I'm not sure about the answer, I left a question mark on the text booklet. And in the end of the text, I returned to that question marks. So
perfect.
And I actually changed like 3 answers. And if I got 9, probably that 3 answers were wrong.
Oh, whoa. Oh, no. Well, so your strategy about marking the answers you're not sure of and moving on, like that's, that's a necessary strategy because you can't spend more than a minute looking for an answer. You can't. You just can't. If it's that difficult to find, just skip it. I mean, that's what we talk about in the course, right? Just going about things smartly and strategically. And I don't know if this happened to you, but oftentimes what will happen is while you are looking for other answers, you're going to come across that answer you missed. You're going to like come across that answer you couldn't find from before. Did that ever happen to you?
I don't know exactly the question, Jessica. It was not clear. Maybe.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah. So sometimes while you're looking for another answer, you're going to find
an answer. Yeah. Okay.
That you skipped before.
I understand. Yes, it happens. And using the strategy I told to leave question marks, if you return to the question marks, if you have like 4 or 5 minutes, on the end of the text, you'll be so more comfortable because you already had answered everything. So you will be finding things that you was not able to find before when you were reading for the first time.
Exactly. Yeah. Perfect. Okay. So, I mean, literally perfect. A 9 on the reading.
Cool.
Let's talk about listening. What do you think helped you the most? Either strategies or preparation, whatever. What helped you to get that 8.5 on the listening test? Hi guys, if you want to get into our course and start practicing the strategies that brought Ricardo a 9 in reading, an 8.5 in listening, a 7 in writing, and a 7.5 in speaking, get into our course now at allearsenglish.com/keys. That's allearsenglish.com/KEYS.
Okay, for the listening test, I like 1 week before the test, I tried your practice test from your website, and I was just I got a very bad result.
Oh no!
On the practice test, so yeah, I 1 week before I was not ready for the listening test, and so I've noticed that. So I use the internet to find lots of practice tests, like on YouTube and other websites. And in that final week, I think probably I did 25 practice tests about listening. Yes, I was the whole week doing practicing listening. And with this, like 25, it helped me a lot to not be tricked by IELTS because IELTS tries to trick you all the time.
Yeah.
If you practice a lot, you will notice that they will never give the answer in the beginning. They start talking about that thing that you are waiting to hear, but they will change everything in a few seconds. So you have, and if you practice, you'll be able to not be tricked by IELTS.
There's a rhythm. There's you could say there's a method to the madness of IELTS. They trick students, yeah, but it's always the same tricks. You know, like you said, they're never going to give you the first answer right away. They're always going to chat for a bit. They're always going to throw some of those like negative distractors in there as well. Like we talk about in the course, right? Where, like the one person says, so are we going to Indian food tonight? And then maybe the person on the person taking the test just circles Indian because they hear that right away.
Yeah.
But then the other guy on the test continues to say, no, you know, I don't feel like Indian. Why don't we go for Italian? But some students are going to miss that because they got distracted by that first trick, you know? Mm-hmm. So IELTS does try and distract you a lot. And like you said, it's knowing what the tricks are. Because they're always the same tricks. And then just practicing over and over so you get used to how IELTS gives you the answers, right? Mm-hmm. And then you're ready. Okay, so writing. I mean, we already talked to you about writing. We know that you're a good writer. Is there anything else you can share with us about how you got a 7 on writing?
Yes, of course. On writing, I use the LinkedIn words and all the things that you teach on your course. So I memorized a lot, but actually on the test day, I was kind of a little bit nervous. I don't know. And I messed up with things. I used the opinion essay model from your course, but in the middle of the essay, I've noticed that I should be using the argument essay model.
Oh no!
Yeah, and I had to like change things on the fly.
Oh man!
Yes,
so imagine if you didn't make that mistake. Like, what if you were doing an argument essay from the beginning? Maybe you would have got like a 7.5 or an 8. You think?
Yes. Yeah, I was expecting to take like a 7.5 because I even won the essay contest on Tricky's IELTS.
Oh man!
But so, I messed a little bit with my essay using the opinion and adapting to the argument essay. But
that's funny.
I'm happy across the board because I got the 7 that I needed.
Yeah. Well, I mean, that's another thing that we talk about on the podcast and in our course is like, if there's ever a doubt, always do the argument essay. It's just like, it's always going to be safe. Like, you're never going to go wrong by doing the argument essay.
Actually, I was tricked by them. They use the word opinion on the question.
Yep.
They
yep.
say, how far do you agree with this opinion? So I started using the opinion because I read again and I say, well, I will go for opinion. But
yeah.
To be sticky to the topic, I had to like put a few arguments to the contrary right. of that opinion. So, but I'm okay. The okay. 7 is very good for me.
It is very good. Yeah, it's good for anybody, man. Especially if you're like, no, I kind of messed up, but I still got a 7. Like, like that's pretty awesome. All right. So last but not least, the speaking. So you got a 7.5 in speaking. And we did talk in a Power Hour class last week to practice speaking as well. Do you think that if you had had the Power Hour before your last exam, do you think that would have even helped you to get a higher score?
Jessica, I don't think so because I had one Power Hour with you before this test.
Yeah.
This
yeah.
my general training test. And it was a game changer, actually, because I noticed that I was not ready for the IELTS speaking exam. I noticed that on my first Power Hour. Before the Power Hour, I was okay because I was thinking, well, I already studied in the US. I'm able to speak English with natives all the time. I was kind of relaxed about speaking. I was not really, really concerned about that. So, but after the Power Hour, I noticed that I was really not ready. And I started to like speak a lot here and recording using my cell phone. So it was a game changer. I took another Power Hour a few weeks later that. So I was more confident that time and could be...
There's a big difference, yeah.
But yes, I advise the students to take Power Hours because it's not expensive. It's really cheap, actually.
Yeah, for like a class, yeah.
And after Jessica leaves the chat, we can still continue talking between the students in the last power hour, we stayed after you left. We stayed for like 1 hour and a half more.
That's so
just
awesome.
Yeah. Practicing questions, part two, part threes a lot, and helping each other.
Yeah, that's great. That's what you guys need to do. That's that's what's gonna all you can do is just practice. That's with any skill. So we're kind of going long today, but we're getting a lot of good advice here. So I want to just focus on one last thing.
What?
You said that that first power hour was a game changer for your speaking. What specifically did you get from that you had to change?
First of all, to speak better, because I'm not have the opportunity to speak with English speakers all day, so speaking with them helped a lot. But and also you gave me good advice about my essay to be sticky to the theme. Stick to the topic.
The topic. Yep. That's so funny you say stick to the team in Portuguese. Do you think that's because you guys love football so much? What is that from?
It's theme.
Oh, theme.
Yeah.
I thought you were saying team. I was thinking soccer. Okay.
No, it's sticky to the theme in Portuguese. In English, it's sticky to the topic.
Well, that's basically the same. Topic and theme are the same. Okay.
Okay.
All right.
And the two power hours we had, I got very good advice, very good feedback from you that made me change things and be more prepared.
Cool. Awesome. Well, Ricardo, I am so proud of you. I'm so impressed with your scores. And it's especially meaningful for me as a teacher when I see students in our course who achieve their goals, but then also students that I've been able to meet in like the power hours or the VIP sessions or whatever. Cause then I know you, and I could be like, oh yeah, he was like at, a 6.5, like last time I talked to him, and now he's at like a 7.5 or whatever. Just seeing that real time increase is amazing. I mean, rarely teachers of any subject get to actually see their students improve that much, or like really see how their ideas can help people, or I don't know. It's just, I'm proud of you for sure. Mm-hmm. But then just like selfishly, it also makes me feel super happy that our course can help people.
Because you are also responsible for that course. Me, of course, I worked a lot in this last 2 months, but your advice, and we see that you guys work really hard to give us good opportunities to get better on IELTS. So thank you, Jessica. Your strategies are very good.
My pleasure. Well, thank you for working so hard and then making the strategies happen. I mean, it's not magic. So, okay, awesome. Well, good luck in Canada, Ricardo. And again, thank you so much for coming on today and letting our other listeners get to know your story and hopefully get some extra inspiration and motivation from you. So thank you so much for coming on today.
Thank you. Thank you, Jessica. See you.
All right. Have a good day, Ricardo. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks so much for listening to the IELTS Energy Podcast from All Ears English. And if you want to get tips from Lindsay and Jessica every week on how to get a 7 on your next IELTS exam, be sure to subscribe to our podcast on your computer or on your smartphone. Thanks again and see you soon.